Can I speak freely online if I use a pseudonym? No, no, and no. One of the mistakes that a lot of people made early on in the infancy of the internet was to hide behind pseudonyms. In part, this was encouraged by technical limitations that often forced people to choose short usernames, 8 or 10 characters long, that were often much shorter than their real-life names. So a sort of false sense of anonymity was encouraged very early on. Technical limitations, though, are no longer the cause for most people to choose separate names for their online use. It still happens for a variety of reasons, of course. Some people have common names that they share with many others, so they have to choose something other than Bob Johnson as their usernames. Other people are better known by a nickname or a stage name than by what's on their driver's license. And some folks have long names that are difficult to spell or that may just be inconvenient to type all the time, so they may opt for a shorter form. But one reason, though still widely used, is probably a bad idea. The use of a pseudonym sometimes encourages people when they want to say or write things online that they otherwise wouldn't under their own names. Sure, there are exceptions. Political dissidents in China or whistleblowers inside organizations that do wrong are probably smart to adopt alternate identities in order to offer some kind of protection. But broadly speaking, if you're using a pseudonym online because you want to vent about something you otherwise wouldn't say under your own name, think twice. First, you should probably reconsider whether it's a good idea to vent on the record via the internet, or whether there may be more effective means to get things done. For instance, it's hard for a restaurant manager to take a bad review seriously if it comes from AngryWaffles87. Second, realize that you may think you're operating anonymously, but your computer gives you away. Virtually every website has a record of the IP addresses of every visitor, including what pages they visit and at what times. So while you may think you're untraceable when you leave a message under a fake name, you're really anything but. Third, it's good to realize that your writing has a certain signature style to it, just like your handwriting or the way you use your voice. For instance, students sometimes think they can turn in essays that they've plagiarized from the internet, but any decent teacher who has paid attention to what a student writes and says in class can tell the difference between something written in the student's voice and something that's been cribbed from Wikipedia. Similarly, whether you like it or not, anything you write online probably leaves behind traces of who you are, even if you think you're using a clever pen name. The internet, of course, is a wonderful tool for using the First Amendment and expressing yourself freely. Just don't begin to think that speaking with freedom is the same as speaking anonymously and without consequences. I'm Brian Gongel. For more trends, tips, and technology, tune into the WHO Radio Wise Guys Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO or online at whoradiowiseguys.com.